Good morning. The House is preparing to vote on a bill this week that calls for an unprecedented change to the country's election maps. It is part of a Republican push in Congress to exclude millions of residents who are not U.S. citizens from a special set of census numbers. Those numbers help determine how we elect presidents and members of Congress. But these proposals face major obstacles. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
NPR counted at least a dozen proposals by Republicans in this Congress, and they're all related to using the census to tally how many non-citizens are living in the country and then subtracting some or all of those U.S. residents from what are known as the apportionment counts.
Yes, the census is to count every person.
Republican Representative Clay Higgins of Louisiana spoke last month at a House Oversight Committee meeting.
The problem is the level of illegal persons that now live within the continental borders of the United States has reached such a point that it thwarts the intended service of our representative republic in the House of Representatives.
That kind of argument is not new. Former President Donald Trump tried to make the same one and ultimately failed to add a citizenship question to 2020 census forms and alter the apportionment counts. It is an election year, with Republicans making immigration a top campaign issue. And what is new is some Republican lawmakers, like Representative James Comer of Kentucky, are proposing to broaden who gets left out.
Non-citizens are not evenly distributed among the states.
Not just unauthorized immigrants, but also green card and visa holders.
Some states end up with greater representation in Congress based on a higher concentration of non-citizens.
The U.S. Constitution, though, has specific instructions about who counts.
Section 2 of the 14th Amendment states that the apportionment of seats in the House of Representatives is based on a count of, quote, the whole number of persons in each state.
This is Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
So for all of you textualists out there, the plain reading of the text of the Constitution is clear.
The chances of these proposals becoming law in this divided Congress are basically zero. Still, Republican lawmakers are claiming that the current system of counting all residents benefits Democrats. Jeff Pacell of the Pew Research Center has tried to estimate what would happen if non-citizens were excluded and says it's not easy to predict what happens to House seats.
All of our immigration policies are really up in the air right now, and the immigration patterns have changed considerably over just the last 10 years.
There are also questions about how this kind of change would be carried out. Even though these Republican proposals are focused specifically on leaving some or all non-citizens out of the apportionment counts, research suggests asking about people's U.S. citizenship status on the census would produce inaccurate data and discourage many households with Latino or Asian American residents from getting counted.
People can pretend all they want that non-citizens don't live in our country and in our communities.
This is Democratic Representative Grace Meng of New York.
But that's not solving problems for whatever they're trying to solve. It just creates more fear and forces people into the shadows and literally takes away money from our own communities.
Federal money totaling more than $2.8 trillion a year for public services, all guided by who ends up getting counted in the census. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Washington.